when we talk about the 80%, we talk about 80% of men who are unattractive to women.
Okay.
So the guys who are in the 80%, the beta male 80%ers, that women would never like consider, they got to figure something out. They got to, well, you know, I'm not all that good looking. I'm 5'6" or 5'9", whatever it is. I'm average at best, right? What can I do to go from ordinary to extraordinary? Well, maybe I can build a multi-million dollar empire. Maybe I can build a talk show that is nationally syndicated for 25 or 21 years, right? Maybe I can write a book and make a shit ton of money off of this book. Maybe there's some way, there's some end run around my station. How do I change my stars, right? Is there some way that I can go from this 80% at least into the 20% so that women will want to fuck me? And even if they can't, I need to make enough money so I can pay them so they're good actresses when they do fuck me.
And there it is. There it is. Rolo Tomasi in a nutshell. What can I do to become a fucking rich, successful rock star? What can I do to gain fame, notoriety, and glitz and glamour? What can I do to fool the other sex into believing that I'm a 20% male so that they can at least act like they want to fuck me? This is your hero. Now, this video came from how 80% of men get their livelihood destroyed by this. And he goes on to talk about pursuing women. When that is your sole focus of just pursuing women, or your sole focus is trying to keep your girl happy, right? When you lose sight of your purpose. Here's the thing. A lot of us men, what I've realized is that their sole purpose in life is to make their partner happy. Rather it be going out and getting a home, working triple hours, you know, to keep the family unit intact, to keep it from starving, to keep it housed, the electricity on, the phone bill paid, you know, the mortgage, the car payments, all those notes paid for. That is his sole motivation. How do I know this? Because both my grandfathers did that throughout their whole lives. I hardly ever saw him. As a matter of fact, my dad was jealous of me because his dad, my grandfather, played catch with me once. And my dad said, my dad never played catch with me. My grandfather gave me a kiss on the forehead before he went inside after smoking a cigarette. My dad was kind of distant from me for a while because he said, you know, my dad never kissed me. My dad never hugged me. Do you see this? This is what I'm talking about. This is the shit that I'm talking about. Rolo's guiding you into the depths of fucking hell with no fucking guidance whatsoever. He's just pointing to a fucking random star and telling you that's the star you need to follow. The one that tells you to go make tons and tons and tons of money, go make all this, what is it, to go make all this success and fame in order to gain all the fortune so that she can pretend to love you. This is what this guy is peddling to all of you men. And there's a video, how to vet women, and he doesn't talk about how to vet women. It's a 3-year-old video. I looked it up. It's a 2.5-hour thing. It's just him ranting and raving about what a man needs to do to get his shit together in order to attract another woman. His idea of success and fame and fortune and holding down a woman is by jingling keys in front of them. You know, jingling success, fame, fortune, and all this other shit. He doesn't tell you how to vet a woman. How to ask if hey, did you ever have a father figure in your life? What was that relationship like? What did you guys do together? What is the longest relationship you've ever had with your friend that was a female? Have you ever had any fucking guy friends? And how did those relationships end? Never once does he ask any of that shit. Never once does he tell you to fucking look for that. A narcissistic person will fucking lie to you for months on end and then throw what they've done for you into your face. That is what narcissism does. It always keeps track and it always keeps score. And I've been the one to point that shit out. And so have other men. Other great fucking men on here. Hammerhand. Undead Chronic. Fucking Yeetus. Fucking Alpha Male Life. Fuck, it goes on. Red Pill Married. Tao Gao. All of these fucking men have all fucking told you what to look for in a partner. And this guy is peddling dog shit. He is telling you to double down on the very 15-year-old mentality of just go out, get famous. You know, like, what was it? I wanted to become a professional skateboarder. I was pretty fucking good at it, but never to the point of professional. Maybe they would donate like a pair of wheels at me, like every, you know, 2 months or whatever. But never to the point of like pure sponsorship where I was getting blank decks or like shop decks, nothing like that. Like maybe I'd get a set of bearings every once in a while, which was fucking great for me. At least I was getting recognized by someone, by a skate shop. But my point is that Rolo is selling you the same shit that we've been sold for fucking years. It's even in Fight Club. We've all been led to believe that we're going to be movie stars and rock gods, but we won't. And we're slowly learning that fact. And he will not fucking stop until the day he fucking dies, telling you that you need to chase fame, fortune, and success in the version of rock star status in order to make a woman happy. How many of you are going to be the rocks, a rock star electrician? How many of you are going to be the fucking the Eddie Van Halen of plumbing? How many of you are going to be fucking Dimebag Daryl of carpentry and wood framing? Huh? How many of you are going to be the Steve Vai of fucking, you know, laying down fucking drywall? I'm the fucking plastering master of fucking shredding, motherfucker. Yeah, right. And you know what's really funny? A woman will look down at you for being a plaster guy, right? I've seen this shit time and time again. You guys are going to laugh. The amount of times that I've seen a guy get rejected for having a blue-collar job, but the lesbian version of a guy, right? The lesbian that acts like a dude who's a framer or who's an electrician or who, they get pussy. And it's all revolved around the same shit, spending money on a chick. If you're willing to go broke for a girl, that girl is not the one for you. A girl has to bring something to your life. Bring extra. Bring abundance. You're providing her with a home and a shelter to stop and think. Kind of like the same way that Tristan Tate and Andrew Tate did it for one another. Now they've gone off on the weeds and they're fucking they're out of control. But my point is this. Look at what the people that are peddling you trying to tell you. This guy's trying to tell you, you know, the very thing that broke your heart, all you've got to do to maintain that relationship, the shit person that you've dated, is to go out and become 4 or 5 times what you were before. and this time she'll stay. Fucking horseshit. It's bullshit. Fucking Tom Clancy was a billionaire before he fell, or a millionaire before he died. Still got divorced. Wrote fucking several books. Several fucking books that went on to become movies, video games. As a matter of fact, my favorite video game of all time is The Division 2. I don't even think he wrote a book on that. My point is that he created a fucking empire, still got divorced. So what now, Tomasi? Mr. Oh, all you gotta do is challenge me to a debate, and I'll have a studio ready out here in Reno, Nevada. It's a bunch of dog shit, dude. He's a fucking liar. He's a fucking snake oil salesman. You'd be dumb to follow this guy. Guard your heart.